Good morning. In the Kix 103 KZOR newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle with this news update. New Mexico State Police and the Roswell Police Department have confirmed there has been what they call a firearms incident this morning at a Roswell Middle School. Barrendo Middle School was the scene of a reported firearm incident this morning. No further details have been released. Both Roswell Police Dispatch and the New Mexico State Police say more information will be forthcoming soon. Once again, Roswell Police and New Mexico State Police have confirmed there has been what they call a firearm incident at Barrendo Middle School in Roswell this morning. Keep it tuned in to Kix 103 and KZOR throughout the day. We'll keep you updated. In the Kix 103 KZOR newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle. Good morning. In the Kix 103 KZOR newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle with this news update. New Mexico State Police have confirmed there has been a school shooting incident at Barrendo Middle School in Roswell this morning. The shooter is identified as a student at the school, and he was subdued at the time of the incident. Three people are reportedly in the hospital seeking treatment after being shot by that student this morning. Barrendo Middle School in Roswell is currently in lockdown, and students are being evacuated to the Roswell Mall. Again, New Mexico State Police have confirmed that there has been a school shooting incident this morning at Barrendo Middle School in Roswell. Students are being evacuated to the Roswell Mall. Three people were injured in that incident. The shooter is currently in custody. Keep it tuned in to Kix 103 and KZOR News. We'll keep you updated. In the Kix 103 KZOR newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle. In the Kix 103 KZOR newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle with this news update. New Mexico State Police and Roswell Police have confirmed a school shooting incident this morning at Barrendo Middle School in Roswell. The shooter is in custody. He's being described as a student at the school. Three people were shot during that incident at Barrendo Middle School this morning. We know at this time that one of those victims is a male student. His age has not been released, and he has been life-flighted to Lubbock with injuries that are being called very serious. A female student is currently being treated at Roswell Hospital. Also, a third shooting victim who has not been identified is being treated on the scene. Again, that shooter is in custody in Roswell after the shooting incident this morning at Barrendo Middle School. Roswell police have said that the school is in lockdown and is being evacuated. Students are being moved to the Roswell Mall, where parents are being asked to come and pick them up as they can. Once again, the shooter is in custody in Roswell, but three people are in the hospital after being shot at Barrendo Middle School before classes began this morning. Keep it tuned into Kix 103 and KZOR throughout the day. We'll keep you updated. In the Kix 103 KZOR newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle. With Kix 103 and KZOR News, I'm TJ Miracle. Barrendo Middle School in Roswell was the site of a school shooting this morning. Three people were shot as a student came into the gymnasium this morning and opened fire. A male student, conflicting reports on his age, either 13 or 14, has been airlifted to Lubbock, and University Medical Center describes his condition as critical. A female student, a 13-year-old, was also injured in that school shooting. She has also now been life-flighted. A hospital spokesman said her condition was also listed as serious to critical. A third person, an adult, was shot at the school but declined to be treated at the hospital and was treated at the scene. The student involved in the shooting is in custody. He was taken into custody by New Mexico State Police shortly after that shooting incident took place. Roswell has canceled all classes at Barrendo Middle School for the remainder of the day, and students have been evacuated to the Roswell Mall. Again, three people were injured today when a student opened fire in the gymnasium before school at Barrendo Middle School. A male student has been flown to Lubbock, where he is listed in critical condition. A female student also life-flighted to Lubbock and University Medical Center, where she is listed in serious to critical condition. A third shooting victim, an adult, has refused treatment at the scene. The shooter, once again, is in custody. Keep it tuned in to Kix 103 and KZOR News throughout the day. We'll keep you updated. With Kix 103 KZOR News, I'm TJ Miracle. With Kix 103 KZOR News, I'm TJ Miracle with this news update. The school shooting this morning in Roswell at Barrendo Middle School is receiving national attention. Governor Susana Martinez, along with representatives from the New Mexico State Police, are en route to Roswell to hold a press conference early this afternoon. Once again, a school shooting happened this morning in Roswell, New Mexico at Berendo Middle School. A student walked into the gymnasium this morning where he opened fire, injuring three people. A male student is injured and he was life-flighted to Lubbock. His condition is being called critical by University Medical Center staff. A female student also life-flighted. Her injuries are being called life-threatening, but her condition has stabilized. A third victim of that school shooter this morning was treated at the scene and released. The school shooter was taken into custody by a state police officer who was dropping his own child off at the school at the time. Once again, Susana Martinez, the governor of the state of New Mexico, is en route right now from Santa Fe to Roswell. Well, she will hold a press conference scheduled to happen at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Once again, Berendo Middle School is in lockdown and classes have been canceled there for the remainder of the day. Students were evacuated to the Roswell Mall where they were picked up by parents and bused home. Keep it tuned in to Kix 103 KZOR News throughout the day. We will have the governor's remarks for you when she arrives in Roswell. We'll have those live here on Kix 103 and KZOR. In the Kix 103 KZOR Newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle.
We have a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old who were shot while simply sitting in their gym waiting to go to class.
That was New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez earlier this afternoon in Roswell at a press conference about the school shooting at Berendo Middle School that occurred this morning. A 12-year-old student at the school walked into the school gymnasium this morning before classes and opened fire with a shotgun. A 12-year-old male student was shot in the head and was airlifted to University Medical Center in Lubbock, where he underwent surgery for his injuries. He is currently listed in critical condition. A 13-year-old female student at the school was also airlifted to UMC Lubbock and is also currently listed in critical condition. A staff member at Berendo Middle School was also wounded in the attack but refused treatment at the scene. The 12-year-old gunman was subdued at the scene by a staff member who was assisted by an off-duty state police lieutenant who was dropping his own child off at the school. Roswell Superintendent Tom Burris has canceled classes at Berendo Middle School in Roswell tomorrow and says that counseling will be available to the students and the staff. No motive for the shooting has been released at this time. Once again, there was a school shooting this morning in Roswell at Berendo Middle School. A 12-year-old student opened fire with a shotgun, injuring another 12-year-old student and a 13-year-old student as well. Both of the students injured have been airlifted to University Medical Center in Lubbock. Both are listed in critical condition at this time. Keep it tuned in to Kix 103 and KZOR News. We'll keep you updated. In the Kix 103 KZOR Newsroom, I'm TJ Miracle.